Glory to the newborn King. What a wonderful child.
Yes.
Tough season. I'll just excite all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Way out.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Say so. Lord. Hallelujah.
I come to you this morning, this afternoon, giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognize my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan, my beautiful wife, and my lovely, lovely church family, whom a great part is missing. It's an honor, a privilege, as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord, as I come to you completely submitting, Lord. Lord, as I come to you realizing that I have nothing of value myself, Lord.
Yes.
Realizing that I am but an empty pitcher, but I know that I stand before a full fountain.
Yes, my God.
Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord, and refill me and refill me till I overflow, Lord. Speak, Lord. Someone needs to hear a word. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Someone is waiting. Speak, Lord. Someone is sick.
Jesus.
And needs to hear a word. Speak, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do with me what you wish, Lord. But hide me.
Yes, sir, God.
Way, way behind your cross.
Yes.
That someone can hear you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Speak, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
We wait. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're good.
I want to call to your attention this morning a couple of scriptures. One comes from, that was read this morning, coming from Luke chapter 11, 5 through 13 was read for your hearing. I just want to reread a couple of those verses, and hopefully you remember. If not, write it down, make sure you do reread them. Luke 11, verses 5 through 13. And of course, this is the friend at midnight going to his friend and asking for bread.
Yes.
I just want to pick up verse 7. It says, "And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth."
All right.
And then, if you would turn to Genesis, or write down, Genesis 32, verses 24 through 30, and I'm going to read but a portion of that. I'm going to start with verse 24. It said, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Hallelujah. We will be using as a topic this morning. We will continue the study we've been doing, the Christian living in a pretentious world. But it's a subtopic this morning we want to use, and pardon my English, but ain't too proud to be.
All right.
Ain't too proud to be. You know, this study that we've been going through, the first week we used the topic, but God, and we talked about, are you balanced? And of course, are you balanced just talked about, have you accepted Jesus' reconciliation? He came here and paid a price, but he did it for you and I, that we may be reconciled to God. So we talked about, we raised the question, are you balanced? Have you talked with the Lord? Are you where you ought to be? And then week two, we asked a couple of questions. One was, do you know who God is? And of course, that just dig into you, because until you know who God is, you couldn't possibly know who you are.
Right? Come on now.
And then we even went further with, do you know who God is? We talked about him humbling himself, even to the cross, the kind of being that Jesus Christ was, what he taught us. So do you really know who God is? Mm-hmm. And then we went deeper and we tried to discover, so once we see who God is, then who are we? Do we know who we are? Mm-hmm. And of course, as we dug deeper, we realized that the best that we can come up with, no matter how much you obtain or how high you are, how good a job you got, mm-hmm. the best you can do is be a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's as good as it gets.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So a sinner saved by grace. So this week, we go a bit further, and we look at the question, do you know who God calls you to be? See, and it has a difference. See, one thing is you figuring out who you are, and that's all within your control, and the best you'll come up with is that you are a sinner saved by grace. But who can God make you?
Yeah.
So do you know who God calls you to be? You know, James says it like this. He says, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. And so it says, if you can ever get to the end of yourself.
You're all right now.
You know how people say, if you could just get over yourself,
uh-huh.
then you might find out who God wants you to be. But sometimes it's so tough for us to get over ourselves.
Say so.
Muhammad Ali used to say, it's hard to be humble when you're great as I am. So you have to get over yourself to be able to understand what God calls you to be. So as we proceed, if you could just visualize a timeline, if you would, and only you and God know where you are on that timeline. You know whether you accepted God's reconciliation. You know exactly where you fit on that timeline. As I go through this morning, if you don't know, just start putting yourself in that place, because that's what this is this morning. It's just for you to realize who you are and where you are.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to be where I am and where somebody else is. Just try to work with where you are, because if you don't work with where you are, you're caught up in this same old pretentious world, and I'm trying to be someone that I'm not.
Come on now.
So we gotta be honest with ourselves, and we gotta be honest with God to realize where I am and what I need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't let me get going too fast. This is good to me.
Yes.
You see that. True self-realization, really figure out who you are, is discovering who God created. created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, you need to first understand and accept who God is
mm-hmm.
before you can discover who you are in God.
All right then.
So sometimes it requires a divine encounter.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you look into that first scripture from Luke, it says it's a confronting with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to confront your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that second scripture from Genesis, sometimes you have to wrestle with God.
Mm-hmm.
But in both cases, they come together and they suggest the same idea that I ain't too proud to be.
I ain't too proud to be. Ain't too proud to be.
I remember that Temptation song. There.
That's
a few of y'all too young. Temptations, I heard a crying man.
Yeah.
Half a man with no sense of pride.
Yeah.
What if I have to keep you?
Yeah.
Have to cry to keep you. I don't mind weeping.
Yes.
If to keep you by my side. That's what it is with God. So I don't mind weeping. When I need the Lord, I don't mind crying. If that's what it takes to keep him by my side.
All right.
I ain't too proud to be.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. When you look at those two scripts, that's some things coming. I'm gonna be jumping back and forth between those scriptures. There's some things that's common in both of those scriptures. And that's why I suggest that you go back and reread them and meditate and pray on them.
All right then.
But the first thing that you'll find that's common in both of these scriptures is the nighttime. If you think about the nighttime, and you know, some people said that in the midnight hour, you're all by yourself and left to your own thoughts. The nighttime, and when you think about the nighttime, it's when things are dark and.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of urgency, you know, when it's nighttime, you try to get everything done while it's day. You know, right now, it's winter now, so we rush now, trying to get everything done before the night falls, because it's just something about the nighttime.
Something about the night.
And when you start looking at your life, when things get tough, when your situations and your circumstances come against you, and the thing's just not fitting right. You feel like it's nighttime. The Bible says that the sun will shine in the morning.
Right.
Might be rough during the night, but the sun will shine in the morning. So that nighttime gives you this sense of urgency and this sense of desperation. I gotta do something.
Uh-huh.
In the nighttime, when you feel like I got no place to go, and I'm sure everybody's either been there or you've seen somebody do, when you feel like I got no place to go, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck, I'm in the middle of the night and I don't know what to do. It's a sense of desperation.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Nighttime. Then both scriptures suggest that you would need a friend.
Need a friend.
When you go through the nighttime, you will need a friend. As I said, it's a timeline. I don't know where you might be on that timeline, but I behoove you to try to find you a friend. before the night falls. See, if you can cultivate a friendship before the night falls so that you'll have someone to call on when the night falls, when it's midnight.
Come on now.
You'll have somebody to call on. So I suggest that you cultivate a relationship with God Almighty.
All right.
So you're gonna need a friend. So you need to have this relationship with God Almighty solidified. You see, because when you get in the midnight hour and you start wrestling,
right.
When you go toe-to-toe with God,
yes,
wrestling, and I need to find out who I am.
Yes, sir, God.
Who God calls me to be, and I can't get through that till I can find my friend, and I need to wrestle with my friend, and I know if I stay with my friend long enough, and in Luke, he said, he knocked on his neighbor's door, and he said, the scripture says, but his neighbor was not going to get up because he was his friend, but he was going to get up because of his importunity.
Yes, that's right.
And I like the way the New Living Translation says that it calls importunity shameless persistence. It says, I'm going to keep right on knocking on your door. I'm going to keep right on knocking on your door because I know you, my friend, so you're not going to shoot me. That's why I said up front, you need to be sure you got a friend.
Need a friend.
So that you can know that you can knock on the door and keep knocking. Persistent. Shameless persistence. I ain't too proud to beg.
All right.
I ain't gonna let you go, Lord, till you bless my soul. I'm gonna hold on to you.
Yes,
I'm gonna keep
God.
Right on wrestling, which I ain't gonna let you go until you bless my soul.
I ain't let you go until you bless
my soul. Hallelujah. And when you're on that timeline, if you already wrestled with the Lord, then you already know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you're currently wrestling with the Lord, you got something that you're going through right now. I tell you to hold on and don't let go. Just be persistent. Be shameless in your persistence. Just hold on to God Almighty and keep right on wrestling. Don't let go. And if you feel like in your future you might run into something that's going to cause you to have to wrestle with the Lord, keep on knocking.
Jesus. Yes, sir.
Keep knocking and keep on
asking.
Hallelujah. You see, if you look at old brother Jacob, Jacob was a schemer.
Come on there.
Jacob had a whole lot of stuff with him. Jacob didn't mind tricking you to get what he needed, but it's no, you can figure that Jacob would have been a schemer because Jacob's mama was a schemer.
Come on.
That right?
That's right.
She was the one that suggested to Jacob that you ought to scheme on your brother and get what's your brother because you my favorite.
Yes, come on there, talk.
I didn't make that. This is what the Bible says. So he was a schemer. And he found himself, he was pretty successful as a schemer. He stole his brother's blessing. And he ran off and he ran into another schemer. Laban was a schemer too. He tricked him, made him marry the wrong daughter.
Yes.
That's generally what happens with a schemer. When you, if you got some stuff with you, you're usually running to some stuff. You, somebody got more stuff than you got.
Make it play. Make it play.
Jacob, he was a schemer, so he ran off and got the, when he won his first wife, it was the wrong wife. So
yes, sir.
Took him 7 years to get that one, and he turned around and had to do seven more years to get the one that he wanted.
Yes, that's all right.
Scheming. And after he had been there for a long time, and it's the way that we do in life, after you've been out there and you've done all that you can do and been every place and tricked everybody that you can trick, but then it comes down to the time that you have to work on yourself.
All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
I got stuff and I've been places, but something is just not right in my life. I'm just not where I ought to be. I just don't feel like I'm who God calls me to be. Don't nobody know that but you and God, because you can do like the other song I said, you can be the great pretender and run around with a smile on your face.
Yes. Bring it on.
Yes,
indeed.
All right.
Nobody knows I'm not happy, but God, me and God knows that it's something going on in the inside, and you don't have it right with Almighty God, and you need to get it right.
All right.
Hallelujah. You see, so when Jacob had gone through everything that he could do, and God told him to go back home.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He said, now you need to go and face everybody that you left. You need to face everybody that you stepped on. You need to face everybody that you turned your back on. You need to go past every place that you got. However you got where you are, you need to go back the same way. That's the way God does it. If you hurt somebody, you're going to have to tell them that I'm sorry. I didn't mean what I did. I need to regroup.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to find out who I am, who I am in God. I want to be what God wants me to be, and the only way I can do that is to clean up what I messed up.
All right.
Bring it
all
down.
So my Bible tells me that when Jacob started going back home, 32:1 says, so Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. You see, when you start to do right, the angels of God will meet you. That's all. Now you got to get ready to face whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes we have to be brought to the point where we are desperate enough that we will just insist on what we need. When you've been lowered to the point that you said, all I can do now is to call on the Lord, because He's the only one that can clear up what's in me that don't feel right, what I did somebody wrong, but I got to get it right. Nobody knows.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
But me and God,
all right,
I can continue to pretend. But when we find ourselves in a difficult situation or impossible circumstances, and you find that you've done all that you can do.
Yes.
Just hold on.
Mm. Hold on.
Hold on and don't let go. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You see, when Jacob started back, even when God had called him, he was still trying to escape. Let me tell you what he did. When Jacob was coming back, and God has told him already, if you do what I say, I will bless you.
Yes, yes, sir.
God never told him any of that. If you just do what I tell you to do, then I'll bless you. But you'll stick with that for a day, and then you'll turn around and you start trying to figure out how I'm going to do it.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
That's right.
So God has already sent his angels to meet Jacob. But let me tell you what Jacob did. Jacob took inventory of everything that he had. He said, I'm afraid of my brother. My brother will probably want to kill me, so I'm going to take inventory of everything I got. He said, I got 200 female goats and 20 male goats. I got 200 ewes and 20 rams. I got 30 milk camels with their coats and 40 cows and 10 bulls and 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. But Jacob said, here's how I want you to do it. He told him, he was still scheming. He said, I don't want you to just take them all to him at one time. He said, if you take them to him all at one time, he just sees that as one present. He said, what I want you to do, I want one of you to take the 200 female goats and the 20 male goats and take that to him. The Bible says he told me, he said, and put some distance in between you. He said, so once you carry that to him, let him savor that for a minute and see what I've sent him. And then the next servant I want to take the 200 ewes and the 20 rams and put some distance in between you.
Yes, sir.
And then the 30 milk camels with their coats and put some distance.
Yeah.
And then the 40 goats and the 10 bulls and put some distance so that he see me just showering him with gifts. And maybe then he will accept me. He was still scheming.
Yes, still
scheming. Somebody needs to hear that.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to hear that. Just still scheming. When God told you all you gotta do is what I tell you to do, but you're still scheming. You still think you know better than God knows. You're still not trusting God. You still got to do it yourself. Schemer.
Oh, God.
You see, at the beginning of his night, Jacob's greatest fear was his brother. But by the end of this night, after Jacob had wrestled with the Lord, he realized that all he needed, instead of all my fear, all I need is faith in Almighty God. If I just trust God, hallelujah. They tell me when he was wrestling, the angel asked him, what is your name? You see, when he asked him, what's your name? You have to understand that Jacob literally means a schemer, a supplanter, a heel grabber. His name means that he's a schemer. So he knew when he answered God, he'd have to confess. He'd have to tell God all that he had done. He'd have to tell God that I've been a grabber of heels. I've been a supplanter. I've been a trickster. I've been all of these things. I've been a schemer. He had to admit all that he had been. But God said to him, your name is no longer.
All right now.
Jacob, now that you wrestled with God, your name is no longer Jacob, but your name is Israel. In other words, you are God's people. Good gracious.
Israel.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine that in your own life? When God says, what's your name? Reverend Macmillan, what's your name? And you start to tell my Reverend Macmillan, and as you tell him who you are, he starts to look at your life. He said, I see where you came from. I saw when you thought you could make it on your own. I saw when you thought you had it together. But
I couldn't even walk.
Without you holding my hand. Somebody might say, I used to be a drunk.
Wow, God.
But God made me holy.
Yes.
All right.
When I wrestled with the Lord, I no longer can you call me drunk, but I'm now called holy.
And come on now. You'll do it.
Might be struggling through. Somebody might have an addiction and don't know how to shake it, but God can make you righteous right in the midst of it. He can make you righteous if you wrestle with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Come on there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, God. It's all right.
Some of you going through, you at the end of your rope, you're overwhelmed by your situations and your circumstances, but God can make you faithful.
Yes.
If you just hold on and don't let go. He ain't gonna let you go until you bless me. I'm not gonna let you go until I get my peace back. I'm not gonna let you go until I get my joy back. I'm not gonna let you go until I get my pep back in my step where I can hold my head up and walk right. I ain't gonna let you go.
Right. Come on.
Hallelujah. I heard somebody out there singing all night. Somebody could sing that. All night. I wouldn't let go.
Yes.
Won't let go to you. Bless me. I just held on. I called on the Lord all night long.
All night long.
Wouldn't let go until he blessed my soul. Songwriter, he said, Jacob, you ought to know it, Diane. He said, Jacob wrestled with the angel all night, and they wouldn't let go until the break of dawn. He says, you got to bless me before you leave, and I felt the same way when I was on my knees.
All right.
Asked the Lord to help me be strong with it. I called on him all night long. If you just keep right on calling on him, when you're going through something, just call on the Lord and don't let go until he bless you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm about done. Y'all been very patient with me. Thank you. But I guess old Jacob, ever he had gone to the mountaintop with the Lord. He said, now I'm ready to face and conquer my greatest fears.
Yes, sir.
They tell me when he come, and he looked up and he saw his brother coming, and they tell me he had 400 troops strong with him. So when Jacob looked up and he saw Esau coming with all his men, he was still scheming.
Yes, sir.
He watched me. He schemed right to the end. When his brother was coming, my Bible tells me that he divided the children among his two wives and his two servants. He divided them up. He figured if you get one side, you won't get the other. So I'm still scheming. I'm still not trusting what God said. So he put the servant wives in the children at the front. And then watch this. Watch this. I'm almost done, but hey.
Yes, sir, God.
But he put Leah.
Uh-huh.
And her children up front, he was still scheming. He said, if somebody get killed, I want it to be Leah instead of Rachel, because Rachel is my favorite.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on now. Mm. It's all right.
Scheming to the end. I'm going to go down scheming. Mm. Hallelujah. Then Jacob went on ahead, and as he approached his brother, he bowed to the ground 7 times. Still scheming.
Yes.
Trying to get favor. But then Esau ran to meet him. And when he ran to meet him, I can imagine Jacob just kind of shuddering and shaking because he thought, here comes danger. But my God did just like he said he would do. When Esau came, he hugged him.
Yes, sir. That's God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Esau met him and embraced him and threw his arms around his neck and kissed him.
Yes.
And they both wept. All that was between them. All the trouble they had, all the things that they thought they could not overcome, God solved it all with a hug.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God.
I ain't too proud.
I ain't too
beg.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If that's what it takes to get what I need from God, I ain't too proud to beg.
All right.
You're going through something.
Oh, God.
Keep on calling on the Lord. Keep on calling on Him and don't let go until He bless you. Don't let go until He solves the issue that you're going through. When He said He could handle it, give it to the Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
I ain't too proud to beg. Because I am a Christian living in a pretentious world. But I'm determined to be who God calls me to be. Through it all.
Through it all.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart and a mind to be persistent. Thank you, Lord, for being our friend. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient and putting up with us, Lord, when we just continue to call on you over and over, and sometimes because of the same things that you told us not to do in the first place.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for being there. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. And Lord, we ask right now for you just to remove any doubt in our minds.
Yes.
Any unbelief, Lord. And let us just fully trust you. And know that if we call on you and be persistent, if we keep knocking, if we keep asking, that you will hear our cry. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. To that point in my life, I said, Lord, help me to hold out until my change comes. I don't know. There may be somebody who think it's midnight. I said, Lord, don't come to my rescue. I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, I need a little bit more Jesus. Lord, help me to hold out. Even as we are in the season of Christmas, your mind might be wondering and thinking, Lord, what am I going to do? But you gotta be like Jesus. Lord, I can't let you go till you bless me. Not with material things, but with spiritual things.
Yes.
There may be one that say, God, I know you, but I'm just sort of in a state. I'm going through a period of confusion. Just don't know which way to turn. But God can do exceeding above all we can ask to think. All he needs you to do is just turn to him. Or might just be like Diane. I called on the Lord all night long. Wouldn't let him go. We will agree with you in prayer should there be the need. Even if you don't even know the Lord, the time is now. Because you know what? Time is winding up. So many things are going on in the world that the Bible say will happen before end time.
Yes.
Our salvation is closer now than ever. You're asking you to rest on your feet. If there is one, we bid you come.
And mind stayed on Jesus. You, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.